Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of January, Wednesday morning, 2022. Much has been said about the blood of Christ. Much has been written about it. And we are told that life is in the blood in the Old Testament. We know all about all of the blood sacrifices that are required for sin. Turtle doves, blood was shed. Bullocks, blood was shed. Lambs, blood was shed. Remember what happened whenever the death angel was going to go through Egypt, and the Israelites were told to put their blood on the doorpost, and the promise was given that I will pass over you. And that night, all of the firstborn of Egypt were slain, but Israel had protection because the blood that was put on the doorpost, the angels passed over them. And so their firstborn were spared. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Why did God require His Son to shed His blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary? Why did He demand that He lay His life down? There had to be a perfect sacrifice. We're told in Hebrews that the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. But the precious blood of Jesus atoned for all of His people. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by His stripes we are healed. The perfect blood sacrifice was given by the eternal Son of God. He freely laid His life down for us. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. If Jesus Christ hadn't died on the cross, we would never have been reconciled to God through the death of His Son. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. There's power, power, power in the blood. The wonder-working blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would your evil the victory win? There's power in the blood. And the blood of Jesus was effectual for all for whom He died for. Jesus Christ's blood wasn't spilled without a purpose. Jesus Christ's blood was shed specifically for a purpose, and that is to save His people from their sins. He has put all things under his feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact. The shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract. The contract was between the Father and the Son. The work of atonement is already done. Let's give credit to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation is from Him, not me or you. Well, we don't hear a lot about the blood anymore, do we? We hear about self-esteem and self-actualization and meditation and concentration and education. But what about the blood, Jesus Christ? You know, we realize that we have no hope other than for the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. There is no hope. And this gift of salvation is something that we can never fully understand. Okay. And to trust in the blood of Christ to avail for our sins is the faith of Christ that's been placed in all of God's people. If you're trusting in the blood of Christ, that is ample proof that the faith of Christ has been placed in you. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No, it secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, my redemption's already fulfilled. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He has died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. Well, so this morning, let us never forget what Christ accomplished for us on the cross by shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And let us realize that His love for us grants us entrance into eternal bliss. Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would He love me before the foundation of the world? Why would He suffer and die on the cross? Why would He pay such a tremendous cost? Why would He promise to come again for me? Why would He send a comforter while I await His return? Why would He love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because He loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to His Son. He did it because of an eternal path. The victory He has won. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was His eternal plan. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.